Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are warm, making it perfect for enjoying the outdoors. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping things pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, he died at the hands of his son. Amar Hujirat, a Ministry of Defense employee, was killed yesterday by a drone strike on the northern border. Also, from Israel Hayom, coming in now, U.S. President Trump has sent a threatening message to Iran, stating they don't know how to sign a nuclear disarmament agreement. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF killed the senior Hamas intelligence officer, Ayad Ahmed Abd al-Rahman Shambari, who was involved in planning the October 7th attacks. Separately, I-24 News from earlier today, a Ministry of Defense contractor was killed by a drone attack during Israeli operations in southern Lebanon. And finally, from Forward, in earlier reporting, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel, stating they sought revenge for October 7th, resulting in 72,000 Palestinian deaths. Here's what people are saying online. From X, the latest, Streetwise, a social media account, revealed minutes ago that police arrested a Palestinian couple who impersonated Israelis for over 20 years. Meanwhile, I-24News_EN reported earlier today that Trump declared, "No more Mr. Nice Guy," while criticizing Iran's inability to sign a non-nuclear deal. And from IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, we learned that Trump's warning to Iran emphasized they need to get smart soon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic death of Amar Hujirat, reported by Israel Hayom. He was part of a Bedouin clan and worked as a Ministry of Defense contractor. His death occurred during a drone strike on the northern border. The incident highlights growing tensions in the region, impacting border security. Turning to President Trump's threatening message to Iran, as reported by Israel Hayom. This comes as tensions over nuclear agreements continue to rise. Trump's comments underscore the strained relations between the U.S. and Iran, influencing diplomatic ties in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet details the killing of Ayad Ahmed Abd al-Rahman Shambari by the IDF. He was a senior figure in Hamas military intelligence. His death follows recent conflicts and could incite further unrest in Gaza, affecting civilians on both sides. In related news, I-24 News covered the drone attack in southern Lebanon, which resulted in the death of a Ministry of Defense contractor. This strike comes hours after the northern border incident. It underscores the ongoing challenges in maintaining peace in volatile border areas. Finally, Steve Kerr's comments on Israel's actions, as reported by Forward. His statement about the October 7 incident reflects international scrutiny of Israel's military operations. Such criticism may influence public opinion and diplomatic relations globally. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, Yoav Zevi has been appointed Chief Product Officer at IVX. Zevi brings extensive experience from roles at Meta, influencing fintech growth both in California and Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that fuel prices continue to rise. Gasoline prices have crossed 8 shekels per liter, with an additional increase expected. This impacts consumers and the broader economy as transportation costs rise. And finally, according to Walla Business, there's a rebellion in the Finance Committee. They plan to promote a compensation plan for businesses, challenging the Treasury's position. This could reshape financial policy and support for local businesses. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.